Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our service here at Gillingham Baptist Church this morning, and welcome to those who may be watching online. Our pastor, Stephen, and his wife, Sharon, are on holiday at the moment, so thankfully, Jesus has promised to be with us wherever we're gathered in his name, and so we pray that he will bless this meeting as we muddle through. I'm going to begin by a prayer. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that we're able to gather together in your name today. We thank you that nobody's going to come and knock on the door and shoot us, tell us we can't talk about you. Lord, we pray that you will be here to bless, that you will help us to leave all the worries of this week behind. Put them at your feet, Lord, and be free to worship you. Lord, we pray for those who can't be here today for whatever reason. We pray for those who are sick, Lord, that they will have healing. We pray for those who are waiting for results, that they will be good. We pray for those that are, Lord, waiting for appointments, for operations and procedures, Lord, that those appointments will come through quickly and the procedures will go well. We pray too for those who are undergoing treatment at the moment, Lord, that the treatment will go well and you will give them peace and strength to get through these times. Amen. I'm going to read a few verses from Psalm 92. It's from the Living Bible paraphrase. It is good to say thank you to the Lord, to sing praises to the God who is above all gods. Every morning tell him, thank you for your kindness, and every evening rejoice in all his faithfulness. Sing his praises, accompanied by music from the harp and the lute and the lyre. You have done so much for me, O Lord. No wonder I'm glad. I sing for joy. Well, we haven't got a harp, a lute or a lyre this morning, but we do have Aya Deji and this wonderful team to lead us in our worship now. Thank you.
It's joyful this morning as we welcome the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who has done us great, the one who is worthy of our praise. Welcome, King of Kings.
Thank you.
Father, we're grateful this morning because no power of hell, no scheme of man will take us away from your presence. Here we are to worship. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you are a loving God. The one who cares so much about us. You know the number of hairs on our head. If you so much care for those sparrows, they don't care. They find food to eat in their season. He said, how much more you? Thank you for making us fearful and wonderful, even in your sight. Even for the privilege to be in your presence this morning, to offer a thanksgiving offering unto you. Because you are a good God, and your mercies endures forever. Thank you, glorious Father. We bless your name. In Jesus' name. You may be seated.
Thank you. Right, now I wonder who likes getting presents. Me, I like getting presents. Anybody else? You boys, you don't like getting presents? Okay. Who can think of something that they had for a present that was really, really good? Anybody? Jesus Christ, yes. Definitely. Any other ordinary presents? Yes, Mary.
I had a puppy a long time ago.
Oh, right, a puppy. Lovely. Yes. Anybody else? What did you get for presents? Oh, come on, you've all had presents. Sorry? Oh, yes, Lindor chocolates. Definitely, yes. Yes, sweetheart? A doll? Yeah, oh, that was one of my favourite presents. When I was a little girl, I had a doll, but it was really hard plastic, and the head, just to show you how old I am, the head of it didn't have any proper hair. It just had, the head was moulded to look as if it had got the shape of hair. Do you know what I mean? And I desperately wanted a doll with hair. And that Christmas, I woke up, and there it was. I had a doll with hair. Woo! I was so excited. And I'm sure you've felt like that sometimes. You've had some really wonderful presents. But, you know, sometimes, I'm not sure I'm allowed to say this, but sometimes we get presents that we don't like as much, you know? Maybe, you boys, maybe sometimes you thought, I really want some new Lego for my birthday. Or I want some money to buy some Pokemon cards, something like that. And then Granny brings you a present, and you open it, and it's some socks and a new sweatshirt for school. Oh dear. Maybe you're a bit disappointed, but you say thank you very much to Granny because you know she loves you very much, and she's thinking about the fact that you're growing so fast. Come the winter, your sweatshirt and your socks won't fit you. So you need something to keep you warm. So keep that thought in your head, okay, for later on. But we have some people in our room today who may well have had some presents today. Is that right, Mary? Is it your birthday today? It is. And also Pat's birthday today. So, can we sing happy birthday to Mary and to Pat? Yeah? Can you? Shall we just sing it? We'll just sing it. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mary and Pat. Happy birthday to you. Right, thank you. Over to you.
The song we are singing this morning is I'm Gonna. God is good. Yes. God is good.
God is good. We sing and shout it. God is good. We celebrate. God is good. No more we doubt it. God is good. We know it's true.
Thank you very much.
I apologise to Ayodeki because he didn't know that one. Okay. Now, the story I want to talk about today is one that most of you will be very, very familiar with. It's one of my favourite stories from the Bible. We find it in Mark and in Luke's Gospel. And it's about a man. Now, could somebody... So, come and collect that man from over there for me. Would you... Somebody mind collecting it? No? I've got to do it myself? Oh, thank you. You could collect that figure of a man over there. And perhaps you could collect the blanket while you're there. No, yeah, lovely. Thank you. That's super. That's really helpful. Thank you. That's lovely. It's all right. Ruth's getting it for me. That's lovely. Thank you. Now, you have to use your imagination a lot here because this is supposed to be a man, okay? I think he's shrunk. And he doesn't look very well, does he? He's awfully pale. But actually, the story is about a man who was quite poorly. He was paralysed, couldn't walk. I don't know whether the rest of him worked very well. Perhaps he also had an arm that didn't work. I don't know. But he was in a bad way. And in those days, where Jesus lived, there was no such thing as an electric scooter. Or an electric wheelchair. not even a wheelchair. And if you were paralyzed, you couldn't work. You couldn't go out, do a job, and earn money to buy your food. So most of the time, people like him had to rely on friends to carry them around, and they would take him perhaps to the side of the road, perhaps outside the temple or somewhere, and he would rely on people dropping some money or some food beside him so he'd have something to eat. That's a bit awful, isn't it? Poor man. Okay, so he had a mat. Okay. Oops. And he would lie on that mat. Now, fortunately, he had some friends. I need four people to be the friends. You don't have to do very much. You don't have to say anything. Four people? Who's going to come and be the four friends? Come on. Yes, wonderful. Thank you. Lovely. Two friends? Three friends? Four friends. Fabulous. Brilliant. Now, these four friends had heard that although Jesus had been away for a while, he'd come back to the town of Capernaum where they lived. And they had heard the most amazing things about him. They had heard that he was making people better when they weren't well. They'd heard that he was telling people the most wonderful things about God and how much he loved them. And they thought, the best thing we can do for our friend is to take him to see Jesus. So they take one corner each of the mat. That's it. And they were going to take him to see Jesus. Now, if you could just go that way, as if you're going on your journey to see Jesus, go round and up the side, and then go to the top there, and then just wait a minute, because I think you'd be really tired after you've carried that man all that way. Okay, can you do that for me? Off you go. Wonderful. Meanwhile, Jesus, although he sometimes used to be out in the open talking to people, on the hillside, on the beach, on this day, he was actually in a house preaching to people. So, lots of people wanted to hear what he had to say. Some people wanted to ask him to heal them. And so there were crowds of people in the house. Now, I need a crowd of people now. Come on, crowd of people, please. Yes, thanks, that's it, lovely. Come and be a crowd of people for me. And Jesus was in the house, and the crowd of people, that's it, lots of people, come on. That's it, wonderful. A crowd of people were in the house, lovely. And they're all listening, stay there a minute. That's it. And they, yeah, oh, more than that. Loads and loads of people were crowded in the house. That's it, lovely, thank you, yes. They were crowded in, squashed into the house. And there were so many people that they were even crowded all around the door and all around the windows. Oh, dear. So when the four friends carried the paralytic man down to the house, they couldn't get in. Oh no. There were just so many people. They just couldn't get through all these people. Well, I don't know about you, but I think I might have said, oh, sorry mate, we're going to have to come back another day. Or, well, we tried. But you know, they didn't. They didn't say that. No. Now, Penny, can we have the picture up? The houses then and in that place were very different from ours. We mostly have those sloping roofs, don't we? So that all the rain and the snow will just run down them and run off. They didn't get a lot of rain and snow. So they would have flat roofs and they'd have steps on the outside of their house. Usually our steps are inside, aren't they? Had steps on the outside so they could get up onto the roof. And they would dry grain on the roof. They might dry their washing on the roof. They might go up there in the evening, nice and cool after the day's hot sun. And so it was a good place to be. So the friends with their man, now I don't know how we're going to do this actually. I need you to get round here. Can you get round there? And go up those steps. And we're going to pretend that this is the roof. Okay. Can you manage that? Go round that way. That's it. And then up these steps here. Pretend these are the steps on the outside of the house. Okay, well, you can see why I didn't have a real person in the blanket, can't you? That's it. That's wonderful. And bring him and lay him down on the roof. That's it. Good. Just put him anywhere down there. That's lovely. Be careful not to bump his head. That's it. Good. Right. Well, so they've come up the steps and they've gone onto the roof. And how's that going to help? There's not even a skylight in the roof. Do you know what they did? The roof was made of wood and kind of straw and mud that had gone hard on top. And they started to pull holes in it. Can you do that for me? Can you pretend you're pulling a hole in the roof? That's it. Break that bit off and throw it over there. And break that bit off and break that bit off. That's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, make the hole a bit bigger. It's got to be big enough to get him through. Lovely big hole. That's it. Brilliant. And then they lowered their friend down through the hole in the roof. Ho-ho! I hope they promised to pay for it to be mended. Now, I don't know about people inside. I think when these bits, I should think bits of straw and mud and wood started to fall down on top of them. They'd be going, what's happening? What's going on here? You know? And then they'd look up and say, what on earth is happening? And then the man was lowered down. And Jesus looked at the man, and the four people were up there looking through the hole. Oh, this is good. Jesus is there. And we've brought our man to see Jesus. And I think they expected that Jesus would say the man would be better and would be able to walk. But Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. Well, don't think that was what they expected. And some of the people who were in that room, they were some of the leaders of the religious community there. And they were thinking in their heads, hang on a minute, this isn't right. Nobody can forgive sins but God. This man is so bad. This Jesus, we can't have this. But they were thinking it inside their heads. But they didn't get away with that. Because Jesus said, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. I'm going to prove to you that I have authority to forgive sins. And then he said to the man, get up, pick up your mat and walk home. Now, it wasn't, get the man up, that's it, lift the man up, that's it. Woohoo! He can walk! Hooray! He can walk! And he went home with his friends. Oh, can you imagine how excited that man would be? Oh, woohoo! I think I'd be dancing, not walking. And, you know, I think it's even more miraculous than we really think, because normally if you've been paralysed, all your muscles, they've gone, haven't they? They're not really very good, they're not. And if you learn to walk again, it's in stages and little bits, and you have to learn to do just one step and hold yourself up. But he just got up and walked. Woo! Isn't that fantastic? So thank you very much, children. Don't go away, though. Don't go away. Right. Okay. Thank you very much. You can leave that there. That's fine. Yeah. Lovely. Thank you. Just stay here, though. because the next song we're going to sing is one we sang a few weeks ago, and when you're supposed to zoom around the room, and nobody did. They all stood by their chairs and very obediently sang the song. So today, we want to do some zooming around the room. Can you make a line in the middle? The two girls have disappeared. Oh, they're gone. Come on, come back. Right. Only we need more than four. So just make a line down the middle here. Just, that's it. Like that. Face me. That's it. Can you go behind them? Any more? Come on. Thank you, Claire. Yes. Any more? It doesn't have to be just children. Okay. So that's it. Wonderful. Yeah. Come on. Fantastic. Right. Okay. Any more? Right. Because are we excited that Jesus loves us so much that he gives us the chance to have our sins forgiven and be right with God? Are we? Yes? No?
Yes.
Yes, right. So we're going to get really excited. We're going to sing the whole song walking around. If, now, do you think you can work this out? We're going to go round that way, down the middle, and then round that way.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah? Like a number eight. Yeah? Fantastic. Don't worry if you get it wrong. You're fine. Okay, off you go.
I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
I'm gonna shout, shout, shout. I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna shout.
Thank you, that's it. But some people are still sitting down. And I want them to stand up because you can't do that while you're sitting. All right, thank you. So let's go again. One, two, go.
I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna shout, shout, shout. I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna shout. I'll praise the Lord. Cause when the gates are open wide, I'm gonna stand by Jesus' side. I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna shout.
Lovely, thank you very much. It's time for our offering now. We're aware that many people pay through the bank, many people give gifts in other ways, and we're also aware that for some people that's very, very difficult for you to give anything at all, and we're aware of that. I'm very, very happy for you not to put anything in, but it just is money for running the church and for giving to people in other ministries. So if you can give money, that would be fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Father God, you give us so very, very much, and we thank you for that. And Lord, we ask that just now as we bring this money to you, that it will be used for your glory, Lord, and in the way that you want it to be used. Amen. Right now, that story that we had just now, I like that story for several reasons. First reason, those four friends really cared about the man who was paralysed. In those days and in that country, a lot of people thought if you were ill or you were paralysed, it was your own fault. It must be because you've been so bad that God is punishing you. And so that gave people the excuse not to help. Because, oh, well, that's how God wants them to be, so we won't bother. But these four friends, they said, no, we want to help. And they carried the man to see Jesus. And that was the best thing they could possibly have done for that man, wasn't it? There are lots of places in the Bible where it asks us to care for other people. Have you got the first slide, please, Penny? There's the verse in Matthew that says, love your neighbour as you love yourself. We do like ourselves quite a bit, don't we? And we want good things for ourselves. We'd like people to treat us nicely. God says, your neighbour, anybody that you meet, not just the person who lives next door, anybody that you meet, be kind to them, care for them. Care for them as you would want them to care for you. And then in Hebrews, do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. God is pleased when we care for each other. And then Matthew again. Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me, Jesus said. Now if Jesus walked in here today in the shape of a man, and he said, well, could you get me a glass of water? We'd all rush, yes, Jesus, yes, yes, yes. Here, have a glass of water. Wouldn't we? Because we worship this Jesus, and we want to give him what he needs. But Jesus is saying, if you do it for one of the brothers and sisters, it's as if you were doing it for me, for him. Wow. I wonder if we think about that when someone needs our help. Really important to be caring for other people. Then the next thing I like about that story is that the four friends persevered. They could very well, as we said, they could have said, oh, sorry, we couldn't get in. It's no good. We'll go home. Perhaps we'll try another day. But they didn't. They had to think and they thought, oh, what can we do? We've just got to get this done today. And they made sure they got their friend to Jesus. There are lots of things that we have to do, and sometimes it's hard to do them. Sometimes we don't see results, do we? Stephen was talking about that last week, wasn't he? He said sometimes you pray and you pray and you pray and you don't see the result. But sometimes they happen after you've died. Sometimes they happen when the person's moved away, sometimes we just don't see what God is doing, how he's moving in people's hearts. But it's important to keep going. Sometimes, you know, even with this caring thing, I've got to go and do the shopping for Aunt Granny today. But God wants us to keep going, keep running the race with him. In the next, we've got Galatians. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Let's not give up in our service for the Lord. And there also in James, therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Everything, you know that other verse? All things work together for good to those that love God. And God wants us all to be contributing to that good that is happening for everyone. Now, there's another story that I know a lot of you know, and I wanted to put it in here because it's about somebody sticking with it and persevering. It's about a little girl called Mary Jones who lived in Wales. And she lived just over 200 years ago, so a long time ago. Her family were very poor. She didn't even have shoes to wear. And they worked very hard for very little money. But Mary became a Christian when she was 8 years old. And she was very, very fortunate because there was a man who was travelling around with a mobile school. And she was able to go to school and learn to read. But once she could read, the thing she wanted most of all was to have a Bible. Now, I don't know about you, but I've got about 5 or 6 different Bibles on my shelf. It's easy to have a Bible in this country, isn't it? We can get them in lots of places, all in different versions. I read you the Living Bible version this morning. Lots of different versions, all saying the same thing, but in a slightly different way. She didn't have one. The nearest Bible to Mary was 2 miles away. And sometimes she could go and perhaps borrow it to read and then come back again. But she didn't have a car to get there. She didn't even have a bike. She had to walk 2 miles, read a bit of the Bible, 2 miles back. Desperately, desperately wanted a Bible in her own language because she'd learnt to read in Welsh. But Bibles were very expensive and she was poor. And children in those days had to work all the time. She would help her family, she'd work in the house. Maybe her parents were weavers, maybe she helped them to do some of the weaving or sweep up the bits and pieces afterwards, things like that. And after her full day working with her parents, she decided that she would do other jobs for other people to get some money. And she would do things like collecting firewood and selling it to people so that they could have a fire to do their cooking and so on. Or she'd got some hens that somebody had given her, so she'd get the eggs and she'd sell the eggs. She would do washing for people. She'd do cleaning for people. She'd look after people's children. And gradually, she'd get little bits of money and put them away in a jar. And it took 6 years to get enough money to buy her Bible. I wonder how many people would have given up. No, she didn't. She kept going and she kept going because she knew that God's word is so important. And she wanted to be able to read about Jesus and about the way God had led his people through history for herself, not rely on what other people told her, but find out for herself. So eventually she'd got the money. By then she was 15. But the Bibles that were for sale were 26 miles away. Now remember, she didn't have a car, she didn't have a bike. The only way to get there was to walk. And she didn't have shoes either. So she was walking barefoot, not on tarmac, but on rough stony roads and grass and thorns to get the 26 miles. It would have taken her a few days to get to the place where she could buy her precious Bible. She really stuck at it, didn't she? And God wants us to persevere in whatever it is that he's given us to do. Okay. Now, the other thing I really, really like about this story, we hear lots of stories where Jesus heals people, don't we? And that's fantastic and wonderful. And it just shows how wonderful Jesus is and how very much he wasn't an ordinary person living in the world. He was God in human form. But in this story, the first thing he does is say to the man, "Your sins are forgiven you." Now, I don't know what that man was feeling on that day. Maybe he did feel that he had sinned and that's why he was paralyzed. Maybe he knew there were things he'd done that were wrong. Maybe he was sorry, and God, Jesus, would have known that. He said, "Your sins are forgiven you." Now, we said, didn't we, some presents are better than others. And in this case, Jesus gave that man two presents that day, and the very, very best present he could give him was forgiveness. Now, you might think, well, it's all very well. What is sin? "Your sins are forgiven you," he said. What is sin? Well, you know, sometimes when you've got a really good friend and you like them so much, and then they say something horrible to you. "Oh, that's not nice, is it?" "Oh, okay." But you still love them, and you carry on trying to be friends with them, but then maybe they get together with some other friends, and those friends start saying, "Oh, you don't want to go with her, ha, 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 ha. Oh, she's horrible." And they start being even more horrible. They start laughing at you, saying you're stupid, or whatever. And in the end, there's that big gap between you. You and this friend that you love so much. You can't be friends anymore, can you? Because all this horrible stuff has got in between. If that friend realizes that they've messed up, realizes that these new friends are not really very nice, and she comes back and says, "I'm really sorry. I didn't realize what I was doing. I know I shouldn't have done that. Can we be friends again?" Would you be excited? You would. You'd be so happy, wouldn't you? And it's a bit like that with God, isn't it? Because you don't have to be a murderer to be a sinner. You don't have to rob banks to be a sinner. It says in the Bible, we have all sinned and fallen short of what God wants. Those little snide remarks, those thoughts that are not quite what God would like, and they separate us from God. They get in between us and God. But when we realize and we come to Jesus and we say, "I'm so sorry," then Jesus doesn't say, "Oh, well, let me see. I might forgive that one and I might forgive that one." No. Jesus says, everyone who comes to him and asks for forgiveness will get it. Woohoo! And immediately we have that right relationship with God, and we're able to be in friendship with God in his family. Isn't that exciting? That's wonderful, isn't it? And we have, I think, one more. "For God so loved the world." Such a well-known verse. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." In that song we sang, didn't we? "When those gates are open wide, I'm going to stand by Jesus' side." Isn't that an amazing promise? When this life is over, will approach heaven, and they won't say, oh, no, sorry. They will say, oh, you're a friend of Jesus. In you come. And there, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. So not only do we have this promise of heaven, we have this promise that Jesus is with us here. And that we are a new creation. The moment we come to Jesus and have our sins forgiven, we are transformed. We are his people. Doesn't mean we don't make mistakes. Doesn't mean we still don't get things wrong sometimes. But we are able to come again and say, ah, messed up again, Lord. Please forgive me. And he will. Thank you. I think we'll leave it there. Thank you, Penny. So Jesus gave that man the very, very, very best gift he could ever give him. And he's offering it to all of us. So if any of you haven't received that gift yet, if you haven't met with Jesus and asked him to forgive you, please, please do it. Okay? Don't wait. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Please don't wait. If you want to pray with anybody, there's lots of people here who'd be happy to pray with you. Okay. Right, we're going to sing another song. Be bold, be strong. Sometimes it's hard to do the things that God wants us to do, but he can give us the strength and the boldness to do what it is that he wants us to do. Sorry, we have to say, I am not afraid, no, 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 okay? I am not afraid, I can't remember the words, not me, okay? So we have to try and get that in. Stand up, everyone.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, just to collaborate what Hani said, mind you, please put your hands together for Hani. She arranged all the service today, including all the songs, lovely. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 said, let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive what? Mercy and find grace in times of need. Right? That's just to take a leverage from the forefront, approaching God's presence with boldness. And that's why we are singing this. Be bold, but strong. Right?
Be bold, be strong. For the Lord your God is with you. Be bold, be strong.
right. Thank you. So the next song we are going to be singing is "We Want to See Jesus Lifted High." How many of us want to see Jesus lifted high? Good. So we're going to see that.
We want to see Jesus lifted high.
Do sit down. You will have realised I've forgotten all about the little people you all got. You should all have two little paper people. Okay. Now you'll need a pen or a pencil, so if you haven't got one, wave and somebody will bring you one. Okay. Now I thought we were talking about, weren't we, about caring for people, about perseverance, about people, about people needing Jesus. So I want you to write on those two little people, two or three maybe, people that you want to pray for, people that perhaps need some care, people that you need to persevere in helping, or they need to persevere in doing something, people who need Jesus, that you know, who don't know Jesus yet. Write them, write the same names on both little people. Can you do that for me? Yeah, okay, we just, if you put your hand up, Leon or somebody will bring you one. Jeffrey will bring you one. Just write some people on there that you would like to pray for.
That I'd like to pray for?
Yeah.
My two grandchildren.
Yeah, well, Jeffrey will give you a pen, hang on. No, you don't have to. You don't have to put anybody's name, okay? Because God knows who they are. Okay, shh, shh, shh. Okay, okay, okay. You don't need to put any names. You can put a smiley face or sad face or a little stick figure or something like that on your paper. Because God knows who they are. Okay? That's it. Okay, and when you've done that, I want you to keep one so you remember to pray for those people this week, okay? And then, in a minute, I want you to find somebody else to give the other one to so that they can be praying for the people they have thought of and they can be praying for your people too. And it doesn't matter if they don't know the names of those people, because as I say, God knows. So they can just present that to God and say, look, I want to pray for these people on this little figure, whoever they are, and give them, please, dear Lord, whatever it is that they need. Okay, so would you, best if you don't give it to the person next to you, because they're probably already praying for the same people you're praying for. So get up and move around the room and give one of your little people to somebody else so that they've got their people and your people to pray for this week. Okay, can you do that for me? Oh, Michael's the only one moving. Give them just, that's it. Swap, that's it. Swap with someone else. Good. Right? Okay. I think it might involve standing up and walking. Okay. Thank you. Well done. And please let us remember to pray this week for all those people who need our prayers. Okay, are we done? The little one there wanting to swap one, who's going to swap with him? Okay. I told you chaos would reign. Okay. Lovely. Thank you. Now, I haven't been given any notices to give out this week. Is there anybody? Pardon?
Picnic.
Oh, picnic on the lines after church. When we've had tea and coffee, we go along to the lines. And you'll find us along there. We have some chairs to sit on if you haven't got one. We have food if you haven't got any food with you. Please do join us for picnic. It's lovely just to sit out in the sunshine and enjoy each other's company after church. Any other notices? I believe there's two services on the 7th, am I right? Two baptismal services, morning and evening, on the 7th of September. So that's something to look forward to. Any more notices that people feel I should be giving out? No? No? Okay, lovely. Right. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we pray that you will help us to remember to pray for those who need your help this week. We pray that you will help us to remember to care for people. That you will help us to always persevere in what it is you've given us to do. And that, Lord, we will remember daily what a wonderful gift it is you've given us in your forgiveness. Amen. Okay. Right, we've got just a hymn to finish with. We've sung it a couple of weeks ago, but it's such a glorious hymn. And it basically is very old. It basically says, can it really be that Jesus loved me so much that he was willing to come to the earth and die on the cross for me? That's what the writer was saying, Charles Wesley, that's what he was saying. Wow, isn't this fantastic? And the language might be slightly old-fashioned, but it says those wonderful truths. So Dan is going to play for us. Thank you, Dan. As I said, there's coffee downstairs. Please do stay and have coffee or tea with us before you leave. And also, there are people here to minister to you in prayer. If you want any prayer, please do come across. And if someone else is being prayed for, don't go away. Wait, because they will see you. And they'll stay until everyone's been prayed for that wants prayer. Okay, thank you. Pray that our Lord will bless us this week. Whatever we're doing, wherever we're going, in work or play, at home or out. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that that's what you want for us. You want us to be blessed because you love us so much. And we thank you, Lord, for that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everyone.